Hello.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
Monkey.
Oh, wow.
The monkey is stupid.
Stupid.
Malibu Dan will tell you himself he's not so dumb.
Okay.
But just remember, he thought France was the capital of New Jersey.
I really don't know that question.
Stop the monkey.
Dr. Strange, unfortunate enough that he's not answering them for everybody.
Wow, that's pathetic.
Stop that stupid monkey.
Django is stupido.
F you, I'm out.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Malibu Dan is the monkey joins us. Nice to see you.
It's always good to be here, Tim. Thanks for inviting me.
The producer of The Simpsons and Cheers and all kinds of stuff. Taxi, the
Tracy
Norm
Allman Show.
Tracy Allman Show. Yeah. Sam Simon, nice to see you, man.
I love Lucy.
Yeah, it goes way back. All right, this is Stump the Monkey.
Look at all that.
If you have a question for the monkey, he can make some money tonight. How much money have you brought in with you, young man?
Well, actually, I was debating whether to bring any money.
Because it's intimidating.
Really... Well, yeah, that's why I bring it, because it upsets him. But I don't know. I just reached into the vault and grabbed a handful.
You know, he's not kidding, by the way. I've seen it.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
That's thousands of dollars right there in front of him. Okay. You get $100 for every question you get right, and Sam will take $100 away from you when you get it wrong.
Yeah. I know. I'm used to that, Tim.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's get right into it. 520-9710.
Tired, Malibu.
I don't feel very smart tonight.
And if you have a question for Malibu Dan, you can stump the monkey at 888-520-9710. You don't look good tonight. I mean, you don't look like you're on your game.
Really not.
Have you ever come in and said, I'm ready, I feel smart?
That's right. A few weeks ago when I skated with like $200, that was a good night for Daddy. You know, I felt good that night. But you know what, man? I've really been working
and, you
hard.
You know, before we left, he goes, oh, you don't have to give me the money. You don't have to. Of course, I always give him the money.
Right.
He makes this big thing about it. And then he calls me the next day. And he goes, Sam, I just want you to know, I just bought the better car seat for my little daughter.
I did.
Really?
Thanks to you. I did. Honest to God.
That's great.
The money goes, and then he goes...
Right, because the money then goes to something, because I feel bad, because this is a deal.
All right.
Yeah. Can I say, just, Sam Simon is one of the nicest guys I know. And, you know, yes, he's got tons of money, and da, 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 but there's a lot of people who probably want something from, when I just want his friendship. So when I take his money, I feel like I'm one of those a-holes that's like,
but you are.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
I earn it.
You, Malibu Dan, who was known as Old Blue Eyes? Who's known as Old Blue Eyes?
John Wayne. Oh, come on!
That's incorrect, sir.
What?
He was a singer. He sang. And he was an actor.
This was before my time, right?
Well, of course. But, I mean, you know, you will know, you will recognize the first and last name and some of the songs.
Did he just die? Oh, Elvis Presley.
No. He died years ago, about 7 years ago, something like that.
Huh. Old Blue Eyes,
Old
huh?
Blue Eyes.
Yeah. Very popular singer, Dan.
You want me to give you a song?
Is he black? Is he black?
He is not. No.
Guess the blue eyes would have given it away, huh?
Yeah.
There's black people with blue eyes.
It's not very common. All right, Malibu Dan, I'll give you a song he sang, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
Those little town blues.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah!
All right, okay. Have you ever met Frank Sinatra?
0-1.
I saw him in concert.
That would have been bitching.
My dad had dinner with Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Get that. Over in Westwood. No, nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Frank Sinatra called and asked if my dad would have dinner with him.
That's cool.
That's actually a true story. All right.
The most famous painting in the world.
Yeah, sure.
Is the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Do you know who painted it?
That would be Picasso. No?
That is wrong.
That's a painter, though.
Take some time.
Well, if I take time, Mr. Simon yells at me for taking time. It's a real tough situation I'm in here, man.
Right.
But you win a lot of money.
You're down $200.
Who painted the Mona Lisa? Where, first of all right, here's another one.
Yeah.
Where is the Mona Lisa right now?
At the Guggenheim. What do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, there are paintings by Picasso. He's named an art museum and a famous painter. It's like...
What city is the Mona Lisa in right now, at this minute, at 10:09 p.m.?
Paris, France.
There you go. There you got 100 for that. Yeah.
Okay. I get 100 for that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I think he should get
it. Well, he missed it. He said the...
No, but we asked him what city it was in.
All right.
Okay. But it's not the Guggenheim.
Thanks, Tim.
But you saw the Da Vinci Code, right?
No.
Who painted Mona Lisa?
Okay, so I said Picasso. It's not...
That's wrong.
Leonardo da Vinci.
That's right.
There you go. Oh,
all right.
See, just take a little time.
Okay, you're right. Okay, I'm going to slow down. I need to slow down.
In miles, Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
Within 2 miles.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Or within 2 miles, which is a lot. How tall is Mount Everest? Within 2 miles.
Huh. All right. I'm going to say...
How many miles high is it?
7 miles high.
8.8. You get it right. You're within 2 miles.
Yes!
It's 8.846 miles.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
Dude, that is a tall mountain.
8 miles is tall?
Yeah. You won't, when you leave the studio here,
yeah.
You won't drive 8 miles to get home.
No, that's right. I'll drive 4.4 miles.
Yeah, if you drove home and then drove back, that's how tall it is.
I would never walk it.
Well, you would have to climb it.
Oh dear!
Couldn't walk.
I would never climb it. I would never walk it.
I know. Well, you know what? You know why you can't? You won't because you can't.
There are people who do Mount Everest.
They don't look like you.
No, that's true. They're not 5 foot fat. You're right. That's absolutely correct.
They're not 5'3" and overweight.
But you know, I saw my doctor, and it was almost a year to the day, and the doctor said, "Hey, man, I can't figure it out. You're 1 inch taller, and you're a pound lighter."
Okay.
Huh?
All right.
Crew?
Yeah, crew.
Malibu Dan, if somebody is a centurion, right?
Yeah.
How old are they?
100.
Yeah. 100 plus.
You just
got email. Good for you, dude.
Thank you.
Oh, you're the best.
Malibu.
Yes, Sam.
You're a hockey fan.
Somewhat.
Yeah. I've been to a couple games.
You love all sports, I know, from this experience with you. What's a hat trick?
Yeah, what's a hat trick in hockey?
Okay, this is good. Isn't it like a... it has to do with a goal, right?
How many?
3 or more.
That's exactly right, dude.
Well, that was a hint.
No. I actually knew. I knew there was a couple... I've been to a few games.
It has to do with the goal. He was going to say, like, a goalie hit someone in the hat.
All right.
Something like that.
Matt has a question
for you. Okay,
you're
up 100.
Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a question for the monkey?
I do. What's up, you big stud? What's up, Dan?
What's up, G?
Hey, what's mayonnaise made out of?
Yeah, what's the main ingredient in mayonnaise?
Interesting. Well,
is it mayonnaise?
No. Well, you know what? The main ingredient...
Oh, you know what? Keep going over there. It's white.
It's white.
You got the color down.
I do.
You nailed
know
it.
What?
It's actually off-white, right?
I think I'm pretty safe to say, and I think I can make a good argument if I'm wrong here, is water.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
because it's white?
No. I mean, there's, you know, the main ingredient in a lot of things is water.
Yeah. But
right?
If
you were a
water.
Chef and you were making mayonnaise,
yeah.
What would you mix together?
Mayonnaise.
But what's the ingredient? I mean, if a guy said, "I like mayonnaise on my sandwich," and you put water on his sandwich, he wouldn't buy it from you. You have to put mayonnaise on it, and you have to make your own mayonnaise. What is the one ingredient that is
in mayonnaise?
Yeah, you have to have to make mayonnaise.
Sugar?
Oh, babu.
Yeah?
Is mayonnaise sweet?
Yeah, it could be sweet.
But it's not, right?
Well, maybe the mayo. I like sweet light mayonnaise. So my mayonnaise is sweet. What's the answer? Milk?
No, it's not milk. Keep going, though. What is mayonnaise made out of?
Hey, you know what? Hang up on this guy, because I'll drive to your house, and I will knock you so GDH.
That is one thing that irritates him, when people laugh at him when he doesn't get it right.
Right. Malibu.
That's right.
What color is white gold?
White gold.
What color is white gold?
The answer.
That's it. White gold. It's like saying what color is George Washington's white horse. White.
No.
White is wrong.
Yeah. White gold is not white. But let's go back to mayonnaise. What is mayonnaise made out of?
Well, I said milk because it's white. Right. Let me ask you, does the color have to do with what white?
Somewhat, yeah, because it's like off-white. And if you mix these things up, you know, you get that vibe.
Yeah. You know, that's why I always go buy my mayo, because I don't know how to make it.
Right.
I never even thought about this question. You know what?
That's by the way, wildly evident.
Have you actually thought, let me tell you that my thought is, would you rather be, like, things I think about are things like, would it be weirder to be brought up by two men or two women versus how to make mayo?
You're probably right. There's more things that affect your life. But mayonnaise, we would have what given you $100 if you had said eggs.
Oh, eggs, of course.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Huh.
Now it sort of makes sense, huh?
Yeah, it's coming together a little bit.
All right, and now here's one, Malibu. When you have oil and vinegar in a dressing, which is on, and they settle, which one's on top and which one's on bottom?
Well, that's sort of a trick question, Tim.
Not really.
I mean, is it like saying...
It's sort of a 50-50 question.
But is it kind of like saying, what's heavier?
Vinegar and oil don't mix. So when they settle, one of them is on the bottom and one of them is on the top.
See, let me tell you why I'm baffled by this. Because is it one of those, what's heavier, if you threw them off a roof, a bowling ball, or a book?
Sweetheart, it's not. It's a simple answer. You've seen a million bottles of dressing on tables, and you've never thought to yourself, what's on the bottom, what's on the top?
Well, oil's on top.
There you go.
Okay.
That's right, dude.
All right, thank you.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't think oil was on top?
Yeah. That's why you got to shake it up, or else you just get all oil.
50-50.
Again, is this like the food stuff of the month?
Malibu.
Or do I have more to...
What is the largest state in the United States?
Oh, okay. See, now we're getting back to what... Yeah.
Largest state. Physically. Acreage, right?
Acreage or square miles. Either one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go Texas.
That's not
right. Is Alaska?
You need to go to break!
It's Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
What do we need to go to break for? Are we taking a break at 14?
We break at 14?
Is that new?
Hard?
No, I hit the wrong button by accident. And then I hit wrong button by accident.
You thought you were...
I was trying to hit the buzzer.
You thought you were hitting go all in on poker stars.
Jerry Gomez got laid last night. He's all crazy.
You hit the time for break button.
All right. Okay. All right, Malibu Dan, how much of Earth is water?
A great portion, Tim.
But what percentage? I mean, everyone always uses this number as the Earth is blank percent water.
Can I get within something? Those are fun for me.
Everyone always knows the exact one, but
do you know, Simon?
Within 10%.
Really?
Yeah.
Then I'll say 70%, Tim.
That's right.
No, that's right.
Yeah, is 70, it really?
75%. We're looking for that 75. But 70 is good, dude.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, you nailed
it. Maybe I'm feeling... Hey, did Jerry really get laid last night?
Yeah. Yeah, he got all crazy. He banged some older chick. I think she's in her 50s or something.
Really?
Good for you.
70s, actually.
70s, wow. All right. She's on a respirator. All right, so Malibu Dan, what is Baja California? What does that stand? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. It stands for the coast of California.
Okay.
Man, you say
crazy.
That every time you
Malibu.
Say that.
Malibu. I was mad at Tim for asking it. They've asked you that every week for the past 5 weeks.
But I thought I got it on it being the coast of California.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously,
I was going, you can't keep doing that.
Isn't it? And I thought he was going to ask me about the Emerald City again.
Oh, that's so classic, dude.
But wait a minute. The Baja California was the coast of California.
It's not.
We used to have that land.
Then why didn't they call, California Baja California? It is a coast.
It's a tip. It's the tip.
It's the tip. Ooh. Is it the upper tip?
No, it's a lower tip of California.
It's the lower part of California?
Well, it's the lower part of Mexico, which used to be California.
Oh, Babu. It's, yeah, lower California.
He's trying to help you.
Oh, man.
All say, right. Wait.
Yeah.
He got it wrong.
Ask, he did get it wrong, but just, can you say Baja means lower? And then maybe you'll remember next week.
All right. Baja means lower.
Okay, a little mnemonic.
Lower.
A little poem.
All right. Baja lower.
Fantastic.
Yes. All right.
Jesus Christ.
How, am I up or down? Am I even?
You are down $100.
Gosh dang it, I'm so close.
Yeah, you are down, dude.
I know. Well, look, man, I'm not.
But you're fighting for your life. You're hanging in there.
I want money so bad.
All right, Scott has one. Scott on the 15, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Tim Conway, Jr.
Hey.
Dudgy, how you doing?
Thanks, dude. What do you got?
Monkey.
Yeah,
what,
buddy.
What type of bird migrates down to San Juan Capistrano?
What type of bird?
It migrates back up to San Juan Capistrano. From,
I'm sorry, it migrates up.
Yeah,
but returns to San Juan Capistrano. Yeah.
It turns at San Juan?
It returns every year.
Goes back to San Juan.
Is it in May or June when that happens? It's May, isn't it?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bird that comes back to San Juan Capistrano every May.
Really?
Like in late spring, April, May, June, right now.
Okay.
Is there a reason?
And, you know, and a lot of people go there to see the
birds.
Yeah,
it's sort of a big event.
Why San Juan? I mean, there's a lot nicer places for it
to
go.
Nobody ever asks the birds. They just look at them. We don't go down there and give them a quiz on where they're coming from, why they're here.
Huh.
It's just nature.
All right.
We all accept it for that.
I mean, even before we built down there, they always...
I have a feeling you're not going to get this.
No, what? Yeah, no,
it's not looking good. All right, dude, just take a deep breath.
Uh-huh.
All right, and clear your throat.
And guess the name of a bird.
Yeah.
And we'll move on.
Dove.
Okay, good.
Just take a deep breath, clear your throat, swallow, and then tell us what bird.
Humming.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
I can't anymore. I'm out of...
Swallow.
You got air? No, just take a deep breath. All right, now clear your throat. Swallow. Make sure you swallow. You swallow?
No, not yet. I'm trying to get some saliva.
All right.
Okay.
You swallowed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now.
Yeah.
Are you sure you swallowed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now name the bird that comes back to San Juan Capistrano.
Mocking. What the F?
I'll give you a hint.
I'd love to drive across the country with you.
Tim has used the word in the last 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it part of another question?
No, you're slipping it in about 10 times.
Really?
Yep. I told you 10 times.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
All I heard you say was bird. Bird? Is that the kind of bird that flies? The bird.
It's a bird.
F it.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Didn't you grow up in Orange County?
Yeah, so there's no such thing as an Orange County bird.
Yeah, but isn't San Juan Capistrano part of Orange County?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with...
You grew up literally like 10 miles from where these birds fly every year.
Yeah, but I never...
You never heard them?
There's songs about it.
Like, what song?
I'll give you the name of the bird. All right.
Okay, just give me a hint. I mean, is this a famous bird? Everyone knows this bird. Who the heck would go to San Juan Capistrano to see
just
birds?
Just take a sip of your Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, take a big sip of your
take
Dr. Pepper.
Take a big
Pepper.
Sip.
Take a big swallow.
Swallow! Nice!
Yeah, like he got it.
Yes!
He always acts like he got it. He's like, hey, I nailed it!
Yes, nailed it!
All right, Malibu Dan, you're the best. All right, Stump the Monkey, your questions are always fantastic. That was
200.
A great question, man. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Malibu Dan is the monkey. He's with us. Sam Simon is with us. He's not the monkey. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Malibu Dan joins us. He's the monkey. Sam Simon joins us. He's a producer. And it's Stump the Monkey.
He's a stud.
That friggin' monkey, man.
This guy's a stud over here.
Malibu Dan, who's known as the queen of gospel? Actually, the queen of soul. I'm sorry. The queen of soul.
Queen Latifah.
No, that's wrong.
What do you mean?
She's not really a soul singer, even, Queen Latifah.
No, yeah. sure she is.
Really?
I don't think she is.
R&B? You bet.
But who's the queen of soul?
Oprah? What do you mean?
Wasn't singer on the table? Didn't you say singer?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Queen of Soul. I mean,
is she? It's a black lady, obviously.
Yeah, and she's a great singer.
Aretha Franklin.
That's exactly.
Right. Is it really? Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You laughing because you guessed it after 10 times, naming every black woman you know.
That, right. By the way, that was a lucky guess.
Malibu Dan, two-part question, should be worth 200 and 100 each. The Raiders and Rams, they left Los Angeles. Where'd they go?
The Raiders are in Oakland, and the Rams are in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at you, all dude.
Right, you're down 100.
Little football.
Wow.
Malibu. Yeah. Who said to be or not to be? Probably the most well-known
president. Well-known president, right?
I'm not going to give you a hint. You interrupted, but I'm not going to give you a hint.
Well, don't look at me that way. I'm trying to.
Why'd you jump in?
Because I'm talking.
We
give the rest of the question.
Okay.
It's a well-known line of dialogue.
Who wrote it or who said it?
Who said it?
Oh, dear. I want to say Richard Nixon. Carter!
Okay. It's not a president, right?
Oh, man. You know what a... Well, I didn't know that. I asked you.
It's a character.
Oh, it's Romeo. Right?
No.
From Juliet. Romeo, to be or not to be? Then who is it? I'm out of guesses.
Hamlet.
Oh, please. Now, if you would have given me a hint, like there's a hamburger place.
Yeah, then you would have said McDonald's.
I'm just saying. Right. You should throw me a hint every now and then.
What is the home state of Abraham Lincoln?
This is a real hard monkey.
Of Abe.
Let's see. Home of Abe. Do you know?
I think so.
Is it an East Coast?
No, it's Midwest.
Oh, okay. Shouldn't have asked.
Of Abraham Lincoln. What state?
Yeah. Okay. All right. New Mexico. No? New Hampshire.
No.
Is it something with the new?
No.
Vermont.
It's the same state that their professional football team is the Bears.
Chicago. Illinois.
Yes.
Right?
Illinois.
Uh-huh. All right.
Good job. Land of Lincoln.
Yeah, sure. Oh, of course.
You're smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, like you got it.
I've got an unusual question.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right. You have a dime and a dollar.
Yeah.
You buy a dog and a collar. The dog costs a dollar more than the collar.
Right.
How much is the collar?
Wow.
Okay, you have a dime and a dollar.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have a dime and a dollar.
Right. A dime and a dollar. The dog costs more than...
The dog costs a dollar more than the collar.
Right. So, the collar was a dime.
Wrong.
Collar was a dollar.
Wrong.
But I'm just trying to keep up with the whole saying here. You got a dime and a dollar. So, here's a dime and here's a dollar.
Right. You buy a dog and a collar.
You buy a dog and a collar.
Do you want a crayon or a?
I might need
the dog, a sketch.
The dog costs a dollar more than the collar.
Right.
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 How much was
the collar?
Okay, you got a dime and a dog. Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Whichever way, I don't know your methods.
Well, that's my point.
Listen, Danny, you got a dog and a collar.
Yeah.
The dog costs a dollar more than the collar.
Yeah.
And you got a dollar and a dime to deal with. How much was the collar?
Does it have to be?
It has to be a dollar more than the dog. A dollar less than the dog.
But the dog is $1.10.
The dog is a dollar more than the collar. And you got $1.10 to deal with.
Well,
isn't it automatically at least a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's just F with the other 10 cents.
Okay, but what do you want to do with that 10 cents?
Why don't you say that the collar was part of that 10 cents and the dog was part of that 10 cents?
So it's $1.10 for the dog and the collar?
I wish I could jump through this glass and just pound you.
That's why they put me in the glass, so you won't hurt me.
No, Danny, it's the collar.
Yeah.
The dog costs a dollar more than the collar. So how much is the collar? At minimum, a dollar, right?
That's right.
But now you got another dime to play with.
Right.
And so wouldn't you look at it and go, maybe, well, I'll split up that dime and see if we can roll that way.
So you're saying it would be a nickel?
That'd be
is that what you're saying?
The collar would be a nickel, yeah.
Oh, that's silly. You can't buy a collar for a nickel. Go on now.
He's the best, man.
Come on.
He is the best.
Seriously.
Malibu Dan.
It's a break time.
All right, let's talk to Ron in Huntington Beach on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Dan.
Yeah.
How far is it to Catalina per miles, and you got 3 miles to play with?
So, just to Catalina?
From where?
Just to Catalina. We'll say Newport Beach. I'm from OC. Let's see if you know.
Let's say
within 5 miles.
Okay, 5 miles.
Okay, we could do that.
Think of a song. Come on.
There is a song about that, too, Mel.
There is?
Yeah.
Yes.
When was it written?
I don't know.
What is the number they use in the song?
I'm going to say 12 miles.
Oh, boo.
Is it shorter or longer?
It's going to be much longer than that. I would say from, I don't know the song, but from Newport to Catalina, I would say it's 27 miles.
I think 26 miles is in the song.
26?
Yeah.
26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina's for you and for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Who sings that?
Evidently you don't.
Well, no, I know.
Evidently you never have. All right, Malibu Dan, come on. You got to get on it.
I know,
get on
I know.
Malibu,
okay,
you're down $600. This may be a new low.
All right. But, you know, ask me simpler questions. I mean,
here's a simple one.
With riddles and crap.
How many of each animal did Moses put on the ark?
Two.
There you
wrong.
Go.
Yes. Wrong.
Noah put the animals on the ark.
That's a trick question for them.
All right. That was good, though. That was really good.
Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
Name me the three countries that make up North America.
What kind of questions are these, man?
I'll tell you what kind of questions they are. They're the questions he asked last week.
No. You did not ask. Europe?
Yeah, he...
No.
Oh, my God.
All right, America? Okay, you got it wrong. I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
And I want you to think about it.
All right.
And if you do not get it right, I swear to God, I am going to punch you.
Okay.
Don't punch him.
Slap him. What is the country directly north of the United States of America?
Oh, Canada.
Wow, that's a long pause there, dude.
Well, because I got nervous, man.
What is the country south of United States of America?
Colombia. No?
Wait a minute. What is the country directly south of the United States of America?
I said that.
What is it?
Did I say Colombia?
Yeah.
But I know I got it wrong, Jerry.
You got it wrong.
So I still have to try to guess what's south? Oh, yeah. Mexico. Jesus Christ.
Don't you work for a station?
I do. Look, man, I'm having a tough night.
You hope they don't hear this,
right? Yes. No one hears it.
All right, let's take a break and come back. Malibu Dan is having an off night.
I am, but you know
what
I got?
Just say that.
I got 12 minutes to catch up.
He is
$1,000.
You're down $800.
Sam Simon. Okay. Oh, he's down way too much. Sam Simon is with us, and this is Stump the Monkey live on the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Malibu Dan is with us. He's the monkey. Sam Simon's with us. He's the bank tonight. And I got a question for Monkey.
Okay, I got to make $1,000. I got to get 10 questions right.
Because you're down $800.
Yes.
Right, well, maybe we'll make this worth a little more money.
I think it's a new low.
Okay. Which of the following bodies of water borders Virginia? Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, or Arctic Ocean? Which of the following body of water? Which body of water borders Virginia?
Indian. Arctic. Atlantic. All right, okay.
Why would you say Indian?
I don't know, Tim.
Why don't you think at all before you answer the questions?
Do you know where Virginia is?
Well, that's my problem. I know it's in the East Coast.
You think it's in the
United
States?
Right.
Do you think maybe the Indian Ocean might be near India?
No, you know what? No, I didn't even think that far ahead of the question. You know, I just thought that it would be...
Where do you think the Arctic Ocean is?
By Antarctica?
And how close
to Virginia? Oh, my God.
What?
How close is the Arctic to Virginia?
Not very close at all. Well, now, see, it is. I'm learning as we go. Next question. I got to... Okay?
Well, just to go back a second.
What?
The Arctic is the opposite of the Antarctic.
What?
One's the North Pole, one's the South Pole.
Okay, all right. Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah. But you were like, blah, 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 blah. You're being all gruff like you know.
Like I knew it.
Hey, Maladan. Yeah.
It's part of my trick.
Who's the father of our country?
You mean...
Oh, boy.
The father of our country? George Washington.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Ring the bell, some bitch. Knock you in the chest.
Malibu.
Yes, Sammy.
Did you see the movie Star Wars?
I did, yes. I did.
Do you know who directed it?
James Cameron.
No.
What do you mean?
He did Titanic.
Didn't he do, I thought James Cameron did the,
No, he didn't.
Well, he's getting pissed.
Well, yeah.
This was a fun game in the beginning.
Why do you want to defend? Why don't you try another?
Okay, it's not James Cameron. Who's the other guy that everyone loves?
Steven?
Spielberg.
No.
It's not Steven Spielberg?
Well, you said who's the other guy everybody loves. That's probably Steven. But who directed Star Wars?
Okay. It's not, James Cameron. We got that. Does the first name start with a J?
A J sound.
Mm-hmm. It does. Okay, we go with that. Like a Jim?
No, it's a G.
Cameron?
It's a G.
It's a G sound?
Who's the father of our country?
George.
Right.
Okay. George is his first name.
Oh. George... George.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, but it was a long time ago. You know, the Revenge of the Sith and stuff. George Lucas.
There you go.
But you know what I wouldn't have got? I would have needed a long time to really think about that.
Well, you already did take a long time to think about that.
All right.
All right, Malibu Dan. The Dodgers are a baseball team.
Yeah.
How many Dodgers are on the field at once?
Okay, good question. That's a great question. Three, six.
No.
No. Is it nine?
Yes. Malibu Dan.
Okay. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's a little taste of what you're going to get for the rest of the show.
All right. And what is the bullpen?
That's where it's kind of like on deck. Right? That's kind of like where the deck is, where everyone sits.
Hmm?
In the baseball.
No, what is the bullpen?
Huh. Well, that's what I think. Isn't the bullpen where...
It's an area where somebody warms up. Who's the people that warm up in the bullpen?
The pitcher.
The who?
The batter. The pitcher.
Who?
The pitcher.
Pitchers, yeah.
You're right.
All right, you got it wrong.
Do I get that?
It's not. Yeah, it's not. You did not get it right.
Okay, all right, fine.
You got it wrong.
All right.
I was going to give it to you.
Well,
thank you, Sam. You can still give it to me.
On deck. All right. What is...
Yeah.
How many dugouts are there on a baseball field?
Two. Okay. One on each side.
I'm trying to... You can catch up.
700. You better start.
When you're at home plate, and you look out at center field.
Yeah.
Which side is left field? Which side is right field? Behind third base is what?
Left field.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Go.
$100.
Okay.
You're only down $600.
$600.
While we're on sports.
Okay. Uh oh.
Who scored the most points in an NBA game?
Ever?
Okay, ever.
Is it a black guy?
I don't like giving hints, but yes.
Okay.
It wasn't recently.
If you wanted a hint, that's the dumbest question to ask.
Yeah, that's a dumb hint.
Well, like any other hint would work for me, like what team he played for. You think I know?
For the Lakers.
Magic Johnson.
No.
Shaquille O'Neal.
No.
Actually played for, I think he played for Philadelphia when he...
Kareem.
When he started?
Cream.
No.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. He's not.
He's
no,
not?
No, he died.
And he also claimed to have had sex with over 20,000 women.
Oh, oh, man.
Tall guy, center. Slam dunk.
Yeah, no, I got it.
The Stilt.
Shaquille, I said Shaquille O'Neal, right?
His nickname was The Stilt.
Yeah, but hold on. I said Magic Johnson.
I know, but listen to what Sam just said to you.
Right.
His nickname was The Stilt. It rhymed with his name.
It's Stilt?
Yeah.
Built, kilt, milt, dilt. Okay, start with A. Ilt,
this is
built,
good.
Kilt, dilt.
I don't want to go through the whole alphabet.
Skip to R.
Rilt.
Keep
kilt,
going.
Silt.
No.
Tilt.
No.
Don't tell him when he gets it.
Ilt. Vilt. Will Chamberlain. Do I get that?
All right, let's Mellow Dan's got to get out of here. Sam Simon Foundation.org.
I'm not going next week.
SamSimonFoundation.org. If you're broke, they'll fix your dog.
Any operation your dog needs, and we do free spay and neuter, which is now mandatory.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sam
show
Simon.
Us low income. SamSimonFoundation.org.
And show your low income.
Just ask me. I'll send you my paycheck.
Just show up in a burlap sack and with your bowl full of mush. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks for coming in, Sam Simon and Mallow Dan. You guys are major studs. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.